This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, as we prepare for a special episode 250, I'm going to clear up some loose ends on episode 249. By that I mean tracks that have sat in my playlist for this show, but that I haven't yet found the time to play. But first, starting off our bits and pieces show, it's The Modern Lovers.
My telephone never rings, she never called me. I hate myself today, but I can see through this bitterness and sadness, and so I won't die. Someday I think I'll be dignified and old. Well, my friends say I deceive myself, and that I contradict myself, and I can't say if they're right, but I'm not ashamed. Oh, I can take a challenge, and so I won't die. Someday I'll be dignified, I know, and I say, hey kid. I won't die now. Someday I want to be dignified and old. Well, now see the desert. I sit all alone in the desert, and no girl understands me. But I can see through this bleakness and gray and sadness, and well, I won't die now. I'll be dignified and old. And I say, hey, you don't die now. Someday we'll be dignified and old together.
Welcome to episode 249 of A Sonic Youth. Opening up was one of the most influential and simply best early alt-rock albums, The Modern Lovers by The Modern Lovers. That album is now 50 years old, released in August 1976. Yet its sound, one of lackadaisical jangle rock, can be heard in so much of today's music. Boston's The Modern Lovers, formed in 1971, led by the legendary Jonathan Richman. Other formative members included Jerry Harrison, later of the Talking Heads, and David Robinson, later of the Cars. Richman formed the band after a stint living in New York City, where he moved to be closer to his idols, the Velvet Underground. The Velvets are all over this record, another reason for that being John Cale's input on the early demo sessions. While the tracks for this album were recorded across 1972 and 73, it wasn't released until 1976. By then, the original Modern Lovers had broken up, and Richman had reformed another version of the band to record another self-titled album, which had been released a month earlier. Despite the delay, and the fact the album consisted of somewhat unfinished versions of its songs, the album was still completely distinctive, an example of what would eventually become indie rock, shining through in the age of prog rock and metal. Here's another favourite from what is an essential piece of alt-rock listening. There are two brother-sister songs on this album, Track 2, Old World, sees Richmond grappling with leaving behind the old world of his childhood. By track 9, he's painting a sunny picture of his teenage experience, with the especially heavily Velvet's influence, Modern World.
Down on Boise Street, and I love the USA, so share the modern world with me. It's all in love with the USA now. I'm in love with the modern world now. Put down the cigarette and drop out of BU. Alright. Well, out in the afternoon, out in the airplane, we'll share a modern love under suburban rain.
The Modern Lovers with Modern World. Next up, Defiance, Ohio. Based in Columbus, but named after the nearby city Defiance, this political folk punk band formed in 2002. They released four albums from 2003 to 2010, with their final effort, Midwestern Minutes, being the highlight for me. Here's a track from that record, The White Store.
Maps, and their lives invisibly entrapped, and this burns right more like a
a culture that makes us decide to assimilate or die, or that defines survival.
It's running as fast as you can from the place that you came from, forgetting the things that have made us. So all that is left is the burning in our lungs, drowning in our hearts, that only leaves space for the temp or the worst. You couldn't quite make it.
That we are all the same. What a happy man. The race records become a race record.
That was Defiance, Ohio, and The White Store on A Sonic Youth. Next up is an artist with a difficult story, but also some undeniably excellent music. And this next song is too good to not play on this show at some point. Ryan Adams, after leaving a punk band, formed Whiskey Town in North Carolina in the mid-90s. Their three studio albums earned them a spot among the best of that 90s Americana and alt country scene, alongside Sun Vault and Uncle Tupelo / Early Wilco. Whiskey Town inevitably broke up at the turn of the millennium, and Adams began working on a solo career that has, thus far, amounted to no less than 30 records. His talent and sheer output, along with a tendency to experiment with different genres away from his core Americana sound, has earned Adams significant commercial success. This, though, must be balanced against sexual harassment allegations against him from a number of women, including Phoebe Bridges. There was also the infamous Bryan Adams song request incident, where a fan was kicked out of his show for drunkenly requesting Summer of 69. Others in the music industry have faced rather unnecessary remarks from Adams, including certain social media outbursts. Another incident was when Adams left a needlessly angry message on the answer phone of one of my favourite music journalists, Jim DeRogatis of Sound Opinions, after he wrote an unfavourable review of an Adams show. You can find that answer phone clip on YouTube if you're so inclined. Through this though, Adams has made some great music, and I'll leave it to you to decide what relationship you may wish to have with it. Particular highlights of mine include his live cover of Bob Mould's Black Sheets of Rain at Carnegie Hall, his full album cover of Bob Dylan's Blood on the Tracks, and the 2005 record Cold Roses from Adams and his band The Cardinals. Also, this song. Here's a beautiful live version of the track Stay With Me.
We'll be right back.
This is A Sonic Youth, and that was Ryan Adams and Stay With Me. Next up, a double set of tracks which have not yet found a place on one of my indie covers shows. The first is a version of The Beatles' Tomorrow Never Knows, which puts a neo-psych spin on the legendarily spaced out track. It's by Hamilton-based Matthew Bannister, best known as a member of the Flying Nun band Sneaky Feelings. Under the moniker One Man Bannister, Matthew has released two solo full album Beatles covers, his 2019's Rubber Solo and 2013's Evolver. Our second cover comes from The Gun Club. Led by the late Geoffrey Lee Pierce and formed in 1979, The Gun Club are noted as one of the first punk bands to also incorporate blues and psychobilly into their sound. Their debut album Fire of Love is most notable for one of the great post-punk songs, She's Like Heroin to Me. I prefer their second LP, 82's Miami, mostly because of their cover of Run Through the Jungle. Its sludgy punk sound is somewhat an antithesis of the tighter rock and roll of the Creedence Clearwater Revival original, albeit an original that carries a strong dose of the swampy sound the supposed southern band had.
I've never been no Christian, I don't want jungle. I will run to the jungle. I will run to the jungle.
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was One Man Bannister covering Tomorrow Never Knows, followed by The Gun Club covering CCR's Run Through the Jungle. Our final track this week comes from 764 Hero. They were active in Seattle in the mid-90s, breaking up in 2002, although briefly reforming in 2012 and 2016. That's all I really know about them. I know this next song because in 2025, the band Chastity Belt recorded a cover and released it alongside the original. It's a beautiful song though. Next week, episode 250. But seeing us off this week, this is 764 Hero with Loaded Painted Red. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.